As usual, lots of exciting music in this, the original UK web-based organ show, in which you always get an eclectic mix of artists, past and present, some more of your requests, a new look video screen, and advanced news and tracks from the very latest Klaus Funderlich recording, one of which is being heard for the very first time anywhere in the world. And it's all here on Organ First Radio. If that's not enough to whet your appetite, I'm going to include a track which I can assure you comes from a genuine theatre organ LP, but one which takes a little bit of believing. Anyway, last month, you may recall, I played some tracks from former stars of the organ festival scene, who for various reasons had disappeared off the radar, so to speak. A couple of people have given me leads which I'm following up, but one artist I managed to find myself was Steve Hubble, and he's kindly sent me some tracks exclusively for this show. So what better way than to get the show on the road this month with something to shake off the last vestiges of the previous months of cold weather than a nice hot toddy played by the man himself, Steve Hubble. Toddy, played by Steve Hubble. And a special word to any organ club booking secretaries that might be tuned in. If you're on the lookout for new names to come and entertain your members, then how about considering the artist you've just heard? Steve Hubble. Time permitting, we'll have another track in the second half of the show today.
Join Alan Ashton with the sound of the theatre organ and the sound of the electronic organ on internet radio. It has to be Organ First Radio.
Right now, those flowers and shrubs that survive the cold nights, the snow and frost, will hopefully begin to add a splash of colour to our gardens. And doing so in musical terms is Bob Ralston at the Barton Organ in the Pella Opera House in Iowa with When You Wore a Tulip. Bob Ralston at the lovely Barton Organ in the Pella Opera House in Iowa with When You Wore a Tulip and I Wore a Big Red Rose. Last month I had a brief but welcome contact with someone who I had the pleasure of knowing and hearing on many an occasion back in my Manchester broadcasting days. His name? Eric Barlow. In the Manchester and Stockport area, it'd be fair to say that Eric was the Victor Sylvester of the organ music scene, because if ever there was a gentleman in constant demand to play for dancing, then it was indeed him. Turning back the clock then to the days when the Free Trade Hall in Manchester resounded to the sounds of the lovely Wurlitzer organ, here's Eric Barlow firstly with his signature tune, appropriately called Dancing Time, and that's followed in samba rhythm with Mañana. Thank you. Dancing Time and Manana, sound of the former Odeon Manchester Wurlitzer in its Free Trade Hall days, played by Eric Barlow, Manchester's Terpsichorean music king. OK, and staying in the Manchester area, Wayne Kensett has written in to ask if I'll include the Franz Lambert version of Hummelflug, or, if you prefer, The Flight of the Bumblebee. Flight of the Bumblebee, played on a 1976 recording by Franz Lambert on an unspecified organ. Next, a couple of organists who both share the same surname, that of Wolf. First up will be American Ralph Wolf, who for many years was connected with Thomas Organs, on which instrument he's about to play U, G, Wonderful U, and that'll be followed by our own Robert Wolf at the Thursford Wurlitzer with The Bridge of Sighs and Somewhere Along the Way. Messrs. Ralph Wolfe on Thomas Electronics and Robert Wolfe on Pipes. Over the years, I've collected organ recordings of many artists, but until recent times, one recording that I'd heard so much about has eluded me. The background to the story is that when I was in the RAF, I went along to the Gaumont State Kilburn in London to attend a theatre organ club concert, as I just happened to have a 48-hour weekend pass. The organist was an Australian lady by the name of Iris Norgrove, and to this day I remember the performance quite vividly, but for all the wrong reasons. Now, I knew there was an LP in existence, long ago deleted, but I now have a copy. So, picture the scene. A beautiful state theatre in Melbourne in Australia, the sound of a magnificent Wurlitzer, and Iris Norgrove's 21-track tribute to the music of Bonnie Scotland. Now, I'm only going to let you hear one track. That is, of course, unless you force me to play others at a later date. And I promise you, this is a genuine recording of the Scottish tune titled Gary Owen. Australian organist Iris Norgrove playing Gary Owen. The tune is first documented as Old Bessie back in 1788 and was the unofficial marching song of the 7th Cavalry. General Custer reportedly heard the song among his Irish troop and liked it. The tune was then played so often that the 7th became tied to it, but that was before they heard that version. The thing with this LP is that I understand most pressings have the hole slightly off-centre, which does nothing to assist the imitation of the bagpipes and drums which predominate throughout. How I wish Terry Wogan was still broadcasting, because he'd have loved a copy of that. Oh, I should just point out that the LP sleeve notes indicate that there was no multi-tracking employed during the making of the recording. Guess you must have worked that out for yourselves. Back now then to the real world, and what do you think the following tunes have in common? 4 or 5 times, maybe, Taking a Chance on Love, Elmer's Tune, At Sundown, and It's a Wonderful World. We'll go to the top of the class if you said they were all made famous by Ella Fitzgerald. And to play them, here's a guy we see so little of these days. Tony Pegler. And we ended part one of this month's programme with Tony Pegler in the company of the great Ella Fitzgerald. Despite having collaborated with him and having had the pleasure of interviewing him, I don't think I could count Klaus Wunderlich as a close friend, and most certainly not close enough to poke fun at him or subject him to ridicule, though why anyone would want to beats me. As anyone would tell you who spent time in his company, he was a very private person and did not actively seek the limelight. In the past few years, it's been a privilege to cooperate with his good friend and sound engineer, Werner Kuhlhammer, in the production of a number of reissues on the Bell Music label, and we've just finished the latest compilation, which is to be titled Signature. The idea behind it was to showcase Klaus's talent as a composer by putting together a double CD release of tunes that you might not even have realised that he composed, because often they were tucked away in medleys and not always under his own name. He was once very quick to correct me when I asked him what gave him the ideas for his recordings.
What gives me the idea for... I think the record company gives me the ideas. They say what I have to do. So they give me maybe 35 or 40 tunes, and then I can select 28. 28 is a normal number. And nowadays, they like best modern, up-to-date tunes, popular tunes from the charts. I think the German charts are quite similar to the English charts. Maybe the English tunes come a little bit later to Germany, but they are not too different from the English charts. The first is to select what I want, the tunes, and then I must write a score. Yeah, this is the most important work, to have a score.
And as you hear, he had very fixed ideas on the use of automatic rhythms in computer programming.
But music must have feeling, and therefore I use real drums, real organs, and not automatic units for the rhythm. I hate this. For a person which will learn organ, maybe it is very usual to have a rhythm box, or sometimes organs have not only electronic rhythm unit, you can do with it a complete accompaniment on the lower manual, and you have only to play with one finger on the upper manual. But what the electronic thing makes on the lower manual, this has no feeling. That is only mechanical, this is a computer what plays. But music must have feeling, and therefore I use real drums, real organs, and not automatic units for the rhythm.
And real percussion, tambourines, guitar.
Yes, yes.
Now I noticed the second one has your name down as composer.
Yes, it may be, yes. Yes, it was so. We have had the great hit Angel of Mine, and on this record I must make medleys. And I have not had a second one in this tempo, although I have composed one.
Thank you.
Strings of Paradise, a tune he composed to complete that medley back in 1981. And it's just one of nearly 50 others that appears on the latest compilation titled Signature, full details of which are on the MSS web pages. Now, I did promise you a world first. A lot of the tunes that Klaus composed never found their way onto his recordings, and two of them came to light when this CD was being compiled. And here's one of them. So sit back and enjoy Klaus in his earlier days with a little number that he called Jackie's Rag. First ever broadcast of Jackie's Rag, which appears on the new double CD featuring the compositions of the legendary Klaus Wunderlich. The other tune that came to light was Charleston at Paris. And there's even a third surprise on the CD, but one which you'll have to buy the CD to find out about. First copies of the new signature album should be arriving any time now at MSS Studios. For all I know, they may already be in stock, but in any event, you can always place your order.
Alan Ashton on Organ First Radio. You know it makes sense.
From a new CD on electronics to a new one on pipes. Here's the annual offering from Phil Kelsall, playing, of course, the lovely Blackpool Tower Wurlitzer. From the new CD, Welcome to My World, I hope you enjoy Phil in classical music mood with La Danza from Rossini's La Boutique Fantaste. Thank you. Phil Kelsall on a track from his latest CD, and that one was called La Danza. Well, a tune that seems to have become popular with a number of electronic organ players is the second waltz from the Suite No. 2 for Jazz Orchestra by Shostakovich. And so, here it is on Phil's latest CD. Two delightful tracks from the new Phil Kelsall CD, Welcome to My World, a world that'll shortly be getting into full gear for the forthcoming holiday season at the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool. And wouldn't you just think, with the huge amount of publicity in ballroom dancing, that some forward-looking television producer, if such a person actually exists, would use the organ at the Tower? After all, Reginald Dixon played for enough ballroom dancers in his time. Tony Whittaker is a name that's been heard on these shows on many occasions, and this month is no exception. This is Tony on Kurzweil and Korg keyboards with a delightful little composition that he penned called Another Day Tomorrow. Tony Whittaker. Thank you. Another day tomorrow. Nice one, Tony. As promised, it's time to hear Steve Hubbell again, and as Steve well knows, I love the music of Ennio Morricone, and so is it any wonder that I've chosen to include this famous theme music from Once Upon a Time in the West. Once Upon a Time in the West, played by Steve Hubbell, using the Tyrus 3 as the basic instrument. Now, before the final item in this month's show, which again is something a little different, here's a march that you rarely, if ever, hear played in concert, which is a great pity. The artist is Peter Jebson, and the organ was the great Wurlitzer that at one time was in the Gaumont Manchester, and then at the time of this recording in the Granada Television Studio Tours attraction back in 1992. The British Legion March. British Legion March, played by Peter Jebson at the Wurlitzer, and composed before the royal part of the title was bestowed upon the organisation. Time's fast running out, but not before the second request, which is also the final item in this month's edition of Organ First Radio. Bill Winchbourne from Winchester, or is it Bill Winchester from Winchbourne? I always get mixed up. But ever since my wife and I met up with him at an organ festival a couple of years back, we've kept in touch by emails. And he's asked me for a piece called The French Bolero, played on the Austin organ of the Forbidden City Concert Hall in Beijing in the People's Republic of China. Organist Carol Williams recorded the fantastic-sounding and futuristic-looking organ on a CD titled Made in China, and I'm pretty sure this is the piece that Bill wanted, albeit having the title Bolero de Concert, Opus 166 by Lefebvre Whaley. Whether or not it is the piece, it's a tour de force to end this month's show on. Well, they always say, end a show on a high note. And there was certainly a lot of high notes in that piece of music, the Bolero de Concert, Opus 166, played by Carol Williams. And there we are, yet another edition of the UK's longest-running organ show, brought to you courtesy of MSS Studios. So, until the merry month of May, when I'll have yet more of the brightest and best organ music for you to enjoy, this is Alan Ashton saying, as ever, bye for now.
Organ First Radio is produced and presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.